Good morning. Everybody good? White balance, anybody? All right. So it is my pleasure to be here this morning with some of our city's most accomplished leaders. Chief Beck and Chief Terrazas, who I just came from our 9/11 memorial ceremony with, and our General Manager of General Services Department, Tony Royster. All three extraordinary general managers who do the people's business every single day here. We're here to share some very exciting news that here in Los Angeles, we are expanding our fleet of battery electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles. You see the most notably those vehicles that are here, our police vehicles, but this is across our fleet. We have a commitment to secure 288 new electric vehicles this budget year. And as we take this step towards sustainability, we know this is critical. Critical for our air, good for our economy, that makes sense for all of us here in the city, even cuts down on noise pollution. And Los Angeles will become home to the largest city-owned fleet of pure battery electric vehicles anywhere in the United States, with 160 of those being pure battery electric vehicles. When we laid out our sustainable city plan, the most ambitious in this nation's history, the most comprehensive environmental action plan of any city in this nation, we promised that 50% of new city fleet vehicles purchased each year would be EV by 2017. And now we're fulfilling that promise ahead of schedule. While I'm proud of the progress we've made, I'm more excited by the potential of what could come next, what more could come next. That's because 100 of these vehicles will be earmarked for the LAPD. Not only be collectively something that will collectively save the taxpayers $180,000 a year, they will also help us learn how to one day take our squad cars electric, an experiment that you can see in the cars behind us. That research and development opportunity is invaluable. You can see right here behind me the future of our city. Our goal is to one day to go from gas-powered to battery electric in our squad cars. And if we do that, the impact could be national in scale. LA could once again lead the way to help transform not just our department, but other departments and cities around the country. I'll put this down here. Because it's not easy to build a car that achieves the safety and performance requirements that our officers need. Just to transition from the Crown Vic to the Interceptor took 4 years of research, and we're hoping that the market will answer our call. So if you're an electric car manufacturer, learn from the lessons here and open up a whole new market for yourselves, in city vehicles, but in particular with police vehicles as well. Just imagine the difference we could make if every LAPD officer went electric. Then take that impact, including cleaner air countywide, and take it across America. These cars are quick, they meet the needs of policing, they're very quiet, so they can sneak up on you when you need to do that in policing. But what's at stake here, and what's more, is these vehicles can help make this possible. But our electric vehicle fleet is just only one piece of our broader efforts to deliver on the promise of a sustainable city plan. Next week, I'll be hosting a group of American mayors and Chinese mayors here in Los Angeles for a historic first ever summit following President Obama and President Xi's agreement in China last year to reduce global greenhouse gases. We're very proud we'll be hosting that here, and I think it's no mistake that they're in Los Angeles when they know that this is one of the cities that is leading the way, not just in greening our earth, but in also cleaning up our fleets. Already we've asked Angelenos, too, to play their part, to save the drop, and they've responded, cutting water use by 21% and putting us on pace to replace 25 million square feet of turf with more beautiful California-friendly plants. Already we've announced a bike share program right here in downtown that will begin with 1,100 bikes and 65 stations on our streets in the center part of the city next spring, and it's only going to grow from there. Already the city has converted 160,000 streetlights to LED lights, energy efficient, with another 40,000 conversions coming in the next 4 years. And already we've moved to get off of coal by 2025, including the sale of Navajo Generating Station. Look, we're all hot today. We're hot because these are the hottest years on record. And if we don't, as human beings, as cities, as governments, do something about it, this is going to be the new normal. We'll have to hold every press conference inside. We'll be straining our electric power grid more often than not. And these steps are critical to the work that we're going to be doing. Cities today house 50% of the world's population for the first time in human history, but we generate 70% of global emissions. That means that we're in the centerpiece of the fight against global warming. So it's local action like these EV vehicles that are behind me, these EVs, that will move the needle internationally. And no, we didn't retrofit that to go electric. That's just to show you where we came from. We here in Los Angeles take that responsibility very seriously, and I can't wait to join fellow world leaders next week as we work to address this issue. Thank you, and I'm going to say a couple of words. Is it Spanish here? Any Spanish? Nope. Okay. Great. Even more time. I'm going to introduce my friend LAPD Charlie Beck, a man who, when I first sat down when he was interested in becoming the police chief and I was city council president, one of the areas we talked about was fleet vehicles, and this is a car guy. He might ride on motorcycles a lot or be a champion competitor in the police Olympics, but he's also a car guy and he understands the future of policing, and I say to the car manufacturers once again, listen to this guy and trust me, he'll send you the right way. Please welcome our police chief, Charlie Beck.
Well, thank you, Mr. Marin, and it is a hot day today, and I think you're the nexus between what we're doing today and the heat is exactly on point. We're excited to be part of this historic transition. You know, policing has come so far in my time on the job and has so far to go. By May 2016, we plan on adding 100 electric vehicles to our fleet. And within the next 6 years, we plan on having 500 additional vehicles in the fleet that rely on electric power. What an amazing transition from the 8-mile-a-gallon Plymouth to a vehicle like the Tesla or the BMW. I think that today, this announcement will ripple across the nation as a challenge to other cities, other police departments, other fire departments, to look at what you're doing and to take a step that makes a change for the positive. The move to electric vehicles has many benefits. First, it cuts our carbon emissions and that leads to better air quality. Second, it reduces our dependency on fossil fuel. And it reduces our operating costs. Electric vehicles, we estimate the cost to be about 21 cents a mile. Non-electric vehicles hover at around 36 cents. That's a reduction per mile of 41%. Plus, it allows us to implement more advanced technologies. The future of policing is about technology. Whether it's the police-related applications that the mayor and I are working on, whether it's the handheld electric devices used by our officers, or whether it's the electric helicopter I plan to get so that I can have a press conference without looking to see it.
It's yours.
I know. I usually blame Ralph, but that appears to be mine. So, but there are so many positives to electric vehicles. I don't need to dwell on them. I have people to thank. First of all, I want to thank the folks at BMW. BMW has been tirelessly working with us on the things that we need to build a fleet of non-emergency response electric vehicles. We'll be able to evaluate these vehicles and the charging stations that we put in to make sure. See, now it's the fire department. To make sure that electric vehicles remain a viable option for us. Also, the folks at Tesla. Obviously, the Tesla is a concept car for us. It was donated by Tesla in an effort to build something that makes sense for a patrol vehicle for policing. I couldn't ask for a better partner than BMW and Tesla. We also have on displays Brahma motorcycles and Zero motorcycles, which have been part of our fleet for quite some time now. It's an exciting age in policing. I want to thank all the people that are involved. Mr. Jeremy Snyder from Tesla Motors. He provided the Tesla that you see here that we put in the black and white scheme. And I want to thank Mrs. Christine Fletcher from BMW, who is head of BMW and BMW North America. Great day for policing. Great day for the city. Proud to be an Angeleno. And we will do some stand-ups by the vehicle, but first I'm going to give it back to our mayor.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Charlie, and thank you. Now our fire chief, Chief Terrazas, is going to say a few words about the future of his department as well. Chief Terrazas.
Thank you, Mayor. Chief Beck, I'm jealous. I like that Tesla, but I like it in red. The LAFD supports the mayor's sustainability plan and have included sustainability goals in our new strategic plan. Our efforts are being phased in and are focused in three main areas. The first one is electrical vehicles. The second one is actually replacing our lawns with drought-resistant landscaping. The third one is minimizing the use of our waters during promotional exams and training evolutions. We save thousands of gallons of water doing that. With regard to vehicles, we are working hard to begin the phase-in. We've earmarked funds to purchase our first allotment of EV vehicles. We've also established an internal work group to evaluate and select the most appropriate EV vehicles. These will be vehicles used by our fire inspectors, not our fire engines. Our fire inspectors, we have a fleet of approximately 115 cars that we'll be replacing. And thirdly, we've partnered with the Mayor's Office of Sustainability to improve the necessary charging infrastructure at City Hall East and other fire department facilities throughout the city. Through these measures, we're confident we'll be successful in accomplishing our sustainability goals. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're happy to answer any questions you may have. Questions? All right. When it's hot, there's no questions. Why don't you come on over? We'll demonstrate some stuff on and do a little walk around as well of the vehicles again. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.